We turn now to your letters about yesterday's program, and many of them were, in fact, thank you notes for one story in particular, Hannah Jaffe Walt's story of how the FDIC helped rescue one collapsing bank in Washington State had many of you listening and learning. Davida Wright Galvin of Denver writes, "It was easy to be mad about the irresponsibility of banks and the mess they've helped cause, but this story really brought the issue home for me, as I even got a little choked up. I was hesitant to support spending so much money to prop banks up. Now I understand a little better how much trouble it would be for banking giants to fail." Brian Carpen of Port Jefferson Station, New York, liked the story for its narrative structure. He writes, "Out of the complex, mind-numbing mess of the financial meltdown comes this story that encompasses many compelling elements, a spy movie-like operation tale told with the pace of exciting narration, quite absorbing, full of tension and riveting." And Marty Beddow of Naperville, Illinois, was happy to hear more about the FDIC. She writes, "In the mid-90s, I had the privilege of providing outplacement counseling to the last Chicago FDIC cadre remaining after the thankless task of cleaning up the savings and loan mess. I completed that work thinking that these people should be in charge of government. I've never met more dedicated, competent people with such impeccable work ethics and attitudes. They made me proud to be an American citizen." And finally, last night I spoke to the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, about that city's unlikely partnership with fast food chain KFC. They're going to help the city of Louisville fill its potholes and top the fillings with the KFC logo. Well, that story got Jan Godfrey of Provo, Utah, thinking. She writes, "You missed the connection between KFC and potholes. It's a chicken in every pothole." Well, whether you want to share your compliments or your one-liners, write to us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the top of the page. Tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.